Page 59. Unit 8. Food and drink. Writing. Fill in the table with the following words: banana, onion, pineapple, orange, potato, raspberries, cabbage, grapes, cucumber, carrot, lemon, eggplant, beans, corn, nut, almond. Writing. Fruit. Vegetables. Bananas, onion. Match the instructions, A-H, with the images, 1 to 8. A. Boil the water. B. Fry the meat. C. Add sugar. D. Slice bacon. E. Cut the tomatoes. F. Roast the chicken. G. Peel a banana. H. Mix. The ingredients. I. Bake a pie. 1. 2. 3. 4. 5. 6. 7. 8. Listening. Listen to the recording How to Make a Perfect Cup of Tea from your digital textbook, or ask your teacher to read it for you from the transcript below. It comes directly from the British Royal Society of Chemistry. Listen very carefully so you can answer the questions. Use a dictionary to find out the meaning of the words you don't know. How to make a perfect cup of tea. 1. Boil fresh water. Use a kettle and filtered water. 2. Place a ceramic teapot containing a quarter of a cup of water in a microwave oven on full power for 1 minute. 3. Drain the water from the ceramic teapot. 4. Place 1 rounded teaspoon of tea leaves per cup into the pot. 5. Take the pot to the kettle as it is boiling. 6. Pour the boiling water onto the leaves and stir. 7. Leave to brew for 3 minutes. 8. Pour milk into the cup first, followed by the tea, aiming to achieve a color that is rich and attractive. 9. Add sugar to taste. Do you know? A cuppa means a cup of tea in England. Dunking a biscuit means to dip a biscuit, preferably a chocolate-coated one or a digestive one, in tea. Dunking biscuits in tea is a very popular English custom. The afternoon tea is a light meal, usually consisting of cucumber sandwiches or different cakes, taken between 3:30 p.m. and 6:00 p.m., served with many cups of tea.